Hachette Audio presents Modern Madness, an owner's manual. Written by Terry Chaney. Read by Christine Lakin. To Nancy Bacall and Dr. Jeffrey White, who have kept me just sane enough all these years. Section 1. Getting Started. Introduction. I was sitting next to Michael Jackson, admiring his feet. Michael Jackson had surprisingly big feet. Farm boy feet, with some heft to them. They didn't match the rest of him. The delicately chiseled nose, the whispery voice and waif-like persona. I was mesmerized. I kept picturing him defying the laws of gravity and motion, sliding up and back and off the floor like he was wearing invisible ice skates with wings. Looking back, there was indeed something extraordinary in that room, only it had nothing to do with Michael Jackson's feet. It was the mere fact that I was sitting there as one of his attorneys, representing him in a big, messy lawsuit involving one of the most successful albums of all time. That was me, all right. Counselor to the stars. The voice of reason and restraint, in a gray Armani suit and a gorgeous white silk shirt I'd bought especially for the deposition, because it had these long, elegant French cuffs that would just about hide the virulent red slashes across my wrists I'd acquired from a recent suicide attempt. Hiding had become an art form with me. I covered up the damning signs of depression with a thoroughness and frenzy that is painful to remember. Pleadings prepared by flashlight in the dead of night, so no one could see how ravaged I looked. Prolonged disappearances due to increasingly fictional ailments. Lies piled upon tottering piles of lies. But the mania was a different story. The mania was always on full display. I thought faster. I wrote better. I could argue the devil out of his soul when I was manic. I was glorious. Bionic, at the top of my game, and I knew it, and used it against anyone who came too close. Sex was mine for the asking, money and influence too, and I owed it all to mania, including my proximity to Michael Jackson and his like. But no matter how lofty and impervious I appeared, depression could swoop in and lay me low without a word, without warning, the devil demanding a rematch. Then it was back to hiding all over again. Bipolar disorder wasn't a
sample complete. Ready to continue?